This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. China's state media said Saturday its space program landed a spacecraft on the surface of Mars for the first time. Plans call for a rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic tests before rolling down a ramp to explore an icy area of Mars. It will join an American one that arrived on the Red Planet in February. China becomes the third country to land on Mars following a failed Soviet mission in 1971 and nine successful U.S. landings between 1976 and 2021. Israeli planes renewed airstrikes in Gaza early on Saturday, and Hamas militants responded by firing rockets into Israel with their battle in a fifth day as U.S. and Arab diplomats seek an end to the violence. Palestinian medical officials claim at least 132 people have been killed in Gaza since Monday, including 32 children and 21 women and 950 others wounded. Israeli authorities say eight are dead there, including a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and six civilians, including two children. Ahead of a session of the UN Security Council on Sunday to discuss the situation, an envoy from U.S. President Joe Biden's administration flew in on Friday. Israel is being accused of manipulating the media and using a false report Friday to confuse Hamas. The military had clarified a report about ground troops attacking in the Gaza Strip, but it came after several major news outlets had erroneously reported a ground offensive was underway. Israeli commentators said on local television Friday that while the army attempts to play down the incident as a misunderstanding, the media was used to lure Hamas militants into their underground tunnels. This is VOA News. Confirmed deaths from COVID-19 in Colombia passed 80,000 on Friday, with intensive care units almost full in the biggest cities, where large crowds have been gathering for weeks of anti-government protest. Authorities warned this week that the demonstrations are likely to prolong an already devastating third wave of the pandemic. Bogota's mayor said Friday she is infected, a day after warning the capital was nearing record daily case and death numbers. Demonstrators have marched across Colombia since April 28th, initially called in opposition to a now-canceled tax reform plan, but expanded to tackle inequality and police brutality. The World Health Organization warned on Friday the second year of the COVID-19 pandemic is set to be far more deadly than the first. Meanwhile, Japan extended a state of emergency to more areas Friday amid growing calls for the Olympics to be scrapped. With just 10 weeks to go, campaigners submitted a petition with more than 350,000 signatures calling for the games to be canceled. Japanese public opinion is firmly opposed to holding the games this summer. Swiss tennis great Roger Federer said Friday he and other athletes are confused on whether it's happening or not. Federer says he'd love to play in the Olympics, but would understand if that doesn't happen given the coronavirus situation. U.S. broadcaster Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty said Friday Russia has frozen its Moscow bank accounts after fining it repeatedly for breaking its foreign agent legislation. Earlier on Friday, Russian bailiffs carried out an inventory of its Moscow bureau and notified it of the beginning of proceedings over unpaid fines for violations of the foreign agent law. The standoff creates new friction in relations already at post-Cold War lows, under pressure from an array of issues, including Ukraine, Syria, sanctions, and the jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman says Washington is deeply troubled by the move. The U.S. government-backed broadcaster has said the fines are part of a campaign to force it out of Russia, and it has been fined $1 million this year. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm urged American motorists not to hoard gasoline, saying gas station outages have peaked and the situation is improving throughout the day on Friday. Granholm says she will appear before national lawmakers next week who want to know what went wrong with Colonial Pipeline and how cyber attack and ransomware events like this can be prevented in the future. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.